Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Tuesday, August 12th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Good to be back after a five-day break. It seems like a long time between Thursday and Tuesday, doesn't it? Well, we've got some information for you tonight. I'm looking forward to it, and I know we're going to enjoy Sue and Bob tonight. So let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another stimulating, encouraging teaching for us. Lord God, thank you so much for everything that you give to us. Thank you for the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we have, our clothing, our shelter. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for everything. Most of all, thank you for eternal life that's provided through the Son, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray, amen and amen. Sue, this is a special time for Bob and for me and for Big Call Universe to hear another great teaching. So we're ready when you are, Sue. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm going to add to your list of things to be grateful for.
Okay.
That was very prominently not stated, because this is going to, it's about be grateful for the loving relationships and the relationships that support you in your life.
Yes.
And in that vein, I'm going to give great gratitude to a gentleman by the name of Doug. And I'm going to ask that you always include Doug in, GCK and all that, and Jeannie, because Doug pitches in on things. I'm not going to go into details, but he just pitches in on so many things, and I just want to thank you, Doug, and I want you to be recognized and acknowledged as such an important part of the pod, and thank you for all the help you give. So I'm very grateful, and I know the pod is. And so this teaching is for all of us to step into a new era of relationships and love, and it's called A New Day with God. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted to, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he's a new creature. Behold, new things have come because spiritual awakening brings a new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17. You are a new creation. That means you don't have to allow the old things that happened to you to keep affecting your new life in Christ. You have a new start. You can have your mind renewed according to the Word of God. Good things are going to happen to you. Begin to think positively about your life. God has a perfect plan for each of us, and it's important for us to think and speak in agreement with His will and plan for us. In your quiet time with God, always remember that God has begun a good work in you, and God will bring it to completion. See Philippians 1:6. So even when you feel discouraged because you're not making fast progress, always remember that God is working in you and God is making all things new. Even if you don't have any idea what God's will is for you at this point, you can begin by thinking in faith. I may not know God's plan, but I know He loves me. Whatever He does will be good, and I'll be blessed. And that's our teaching for everybody that is becoming newer and newer in God's love today.
Thank you, Sue. That was quite a good teaching. I love that. And it's so cool to think, you know, the way that verse is read to me, it's always, you know, behold, old things have passed away and all things have become new. old has passed away, all things have become new. And it's so true. It's such a good concept. That's a rebirth start, a start of a new life. And what's interesting is it's not so hard to know the will of God, but it is difficult to know the plan of God. And I think your teaching sort of made a distinction in those two, if I remember right. The will of God, though, if somebody says, well, what is God's will for my life? Well, his will is that you love him, that you read his word, that you pray, that you essentially learn about the faith, that you learn to use your faith, all those things. I mean, that's his will for you. But what's the plan for your life? Well, you know what? Did 40 years ago, did we know God's plan included the big call? Did we know it included owning currencies and exchanging them and doing projects, not only here in the U.S., but internationally? You know, we didn't know that was part of the plan. You know, 20 years ago, when I first got involved in it and became invested in all these currencies, did I know? I didn't have a clue about the big call until 6 years later. And that was 14 years ago that I started this. So, you know, his plan for my life has changed over the years, and it's becoming a little more clear, I think, as we move on from this point on. We've got definite plans that I think are honorable to God for us to go into and do, but it's like we can know his will in a general sense, and the plan for your life when you're young, when you're a teenager. You know, what is God's plan for me? What am I going to do? You know, who am I going to meet? Am I going to be married? Am I going to go? You know, all these questions that everybody has when they're young. If they just walk with God, walk day by day, one step at a time with the Holy Spirit, God will reveal to us what he wants us to know. He'll reveal where we're going as long as we're still walking and still moving forward. And that's what I got out of the teaching, Sue. I thought it was a really good teaching. And I like the distinction that was made between will and plan for our lives. I hope everybody in Big Call Universe sees that distinction and also sees the fact that you're here. The big call is actually a calling. It's a calling of God to us to go forward, to be good stewards of all this when it comes in. And I know it's not here yet, but when it does manifest to us, we go forward. We keep God's center in our lives, and then we move on, and we get to know each other, and we get to start these projects. And, you know, we could go quite a long time. We go quite a long time with it. And I think it honors God. You know, it honors God that we pray the call in, that we do a teaching, we comment on the teaching, and then we pray for people. We take praise reports and prayer requests, and that we close out the call with prayer. I always wanted to do that since call one, 14 years ago. And I think that that's honoring to God, and I'm glad that Sue is part of it, and Bob is part of it, and all of Big Call Universe is part of it with me, with us. So that's what I got to say. That's what I got to say, Sue. I appreciate that. That was really a good teaching. And I'll turn it over to Bob. Bob, what would you say about tonight's teaching?
Well, I had all kinds of things going around in my head, Bruce. You know, when you were talking about focusing in on, and I kept thinking about a bullseye, where it's a, you know, if you have a bullseye to focus on, and that bullseye is God, you can use it as a metaphor. And then I started I started thinking about the other day. I went to see one of my teachers, and he said, you know, you need to start spending more time in the now moment. Be more present.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I said to him, you know, I've been trying that, but I've been dwelling in the past so much I've never caught up to the now moment, but I'm still working on it. And he said, well, there's this thing called timeline therapy. He goes, you might want to practice some timeline therapy. So I went home and I swallowed a couple of alarm clocks with a glass of water and I tried them in the morning.
That's good, Bob. I like that.
Yes,
take two alarm clocks and call me in the morning.
So I called him and I said, and I think he was trying to scold me, but I said, hey, listen, I can't hear anything. There's ringing in my ears. Anyway, he pulled
good
me out of it.
And
he
yeah.
said, and he said, now you can, you know, don't be afraid to dream, you know, of your future. And I said to him, you know, I thought about that too, but I'm afraid if I start dreaming of my future, I'm going to wake up on the Enterprise.
Yeah.
Won't be able to find my way back. But he said, I got a better idea. Just go home and pray that God will show you his will and his plan. And so, you know, I did. And what I heard was, bring them closer to me. That's what you should do. And I started thinking about all the people I knew, the priests and the monks and the nuns and the other teacher, that was their whole life, was to sit with people and talk with people and encourage them to be closer to God. And I started thinking about how there's these amazing nuns that lived in a cloisters in New York City, and they never spoke, and they spent all their days praying for the priests of the diocese. And until this teaching, Sue, I never really quite got why they did that. And I started just thinking tonight, you know, that those were the people, the priests were the people that were helping us to focus with their sermons and their encouraging words and their prayers and their guidance showing us the word. And I started thinking, maybe they are the ones that need our prayers where they are blessed, the ministers and the priests, who are the ones that are doing God's will, bringing others closer to him. And I finally kind of realized why the nuns at the cloisters were doing that.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Bob. Yep, I think that's good. And that's a good word for all of us to realize that we can all of us pray for each other, pray for those in leadership, pray for those that have guidance over us, and just, you know, that's what we're sort of called to do, is to be the body of Christ. That's who we are. We're the body of Christ. He's the head of the church, and we're the rest of the body. Each of us has special abilities and talents and should use those to build the kingdom. So, Sue, thank you, Bob. I like that. That's really good. I like that. That's a good word, and it speaks to us. What about you, Sue? What do you think of this teaching, and how do you reflect on it?
It's fun to take the different threads, and just so you know, Bob, Sam Altman, the chairman of OpenAI, this is very important. Everybody might want to write this down. Is talking about in the next 10 years, the jobs of the future will be for people that are getting paid lots and lots of money to go out into space and do these incredibly cool things Mm-hmm. He says, and they'll be looking back at, like, those poor people that had really boring jobs. That's for every humanitarian out there. 10 years, you guys. Mm-hmm. But what I liked about what you said, both of you were saying, you know, God's will is to grow closer and closer in union with God. And how are you going to do that if your mind is filled with the external world's noise?
Mm-hmm.
And so the way you get concentrated is to quiet your mind. And you know you're making traction, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about this in my segment. You know you're making traction when you can be doing and moving through your day and your mind is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten out of your head. You've gotten into your body and your heart. And I really want everybody, it's going to be in my segment, but I'll make this short.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very interesting time when I really reflect with depth about the people that I've been privileged to meet on the leadership calls and doing a world-class presentation, like feeling their hearts around, just like what you said, Bob, the bullseye is doing projects that they really deeply care about. Like, this isn't a casual thing. This is like, that's God's plan. That's God's will. Mm-hmm. Listening to that. And then it's about preparing them. So what's interesting is all of us are going to be doing these projects with so much heart. And how do you need to prepare yourself? Like, and this is going to be in my upcoming class, which is full, unfortunately. But how are you going to do that so you can make it so you're a bullseye for God? Who are the people you're going to hire? How's that going to be revealed? What is the plan? And how are the people? And they're already there. God has already, as long as you're in alignment, has already placed the perfect team, the perfect people. And you know you're prepared when you absolutely know how deeply you love your project and how deeply committed you are to following. And this is a new part. The way you honor yourself and God by not burning out as a leader, and then how you show the new way that leadership won't be overstriving so that you're burning out, but it'll be regenerating. What does that look like when it's coming from abundance, when it's coming from living as an example of possibility, healthy possibility. Healthy possibility can get thrown around. Healthy possibility. And that's why the three of us share what we share on the call, and that's why we're all together in this big call family, which are the people that have been called to the currency, to new qualities of leadership, and to bringing whole new quality to earth. And think about how remarkable that is, that you're in that. That's something to celebrate.
That's right.
That's what I got out of it.
Thank you, Sue. Well said. Enjoy that. Yes, we are all called. And those of us in Big Call Universe have responded to the call and will continue to respond without burnout. That's our hope. That's our prayer.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Sue. Love that teaching. Thank you, Bob. Really good commentary from both of you. Let's Let's move into prayer and praise, Sue. Let's see if we have any prayer requests to pray for or
we
any good
do.
Praise reports. Okay.
We do not have anything from Pastor Scott unless you want are listening, Pastor Scott, and you went, oh my gosh, can't do it. I'll read it. I know. Okay, so it's interesting. I've never had somebody. It's from Whitney. Dear Sue, I have a huge prayer request. I'm messaging you as a last resort. I have to go to court this Thursday, 8:14, as I'm facing eviction from my apartment. I had an accident in April and injured my knee and blah, blah, blah. I don't have any money or anywhere to go, and I have two cats and a dog. I've never gone through anything like this before, and it's so hard for me to ask for help, but I'm afraid I had hoped the RV would have happened or the dinar would revalue. And she's asking for money. I would appreciate your prayers for a miracle or someone to help me until we receive our blessings. Warm regards, Whitney. So I'm going to say the prayer. You be thinking, Bruce. And Whitney, God has incredible ways to show up with what you need. And maybe even thinking about going online and saying, I've seen things recently that said, you know, how to get like at home $100, you know, $300 a day online kind of stuff. Maybe look at what you could do digitally. That's just my contribution. And imagine that this whole flood of ideas that are very clear and are very aligned with your heart. It has to be with your heart. And I want you to imagine that in your heart, you're just feeling that this money is coming to you and that Christ is bringing everything you need because you're not separated from the solution. It's right here. It's right there. So what would it feel like if you were receiving or creating the money that you need? And we're being given the insight on what to do. We see that all happening. We see you receiving this total sum that you need. We see it complete and sealed and happening in a very accelerated way. And I understand what you're going through, and we send you love and blessing and miracle results from this prayer. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. Well, Sue, while you were praying for Whitney, and I know it's 2 days away, and you know we're here Tuesday night. We're talking 36 hours from now. So right. Yes, it would take a miracle. What I'm thinking is the thing that came to me while you were praying was a GoFundMe page. I was thinking, I don't know how to do it. It's not up to me to do it. But if somebody could set up a GoFundMe page for Whitney, or Whitney could set it up herself, we could possibly create enough interest to fund her and keep
I wonder if, okay, so yeah. Excuse me for interrupting. Here's what I'm thinking.
What do you call at bay? Yeah. Go ahead, Sue.
Okay, so what I'm thinking is, Whitney, if you're hearing this, which I'm assuming you are, send an email to me and let me have permission to give your email out, if that's appropriate for you, so people could reach out to you. Okay, so we'll do that at some point on the call. So just send us an email, permission for Whitney. That's all you have to say. And then I can announce it whenever it happens, okay? And somebody could help you with a GoFundMe, GoFundMe page. They could help you, whatever. But we need to be able to release your email. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's
tonight.
A pretty good community. Yeah, but it is what it is. Okay, so that's good.
In other words, if you're hearing this now, Whitney, if you're hearing what Sue's saying now, what we're saying, go ahead and release your email to Sue with a quick email tonight. Like now,
yeah.
So that we could put it out, okay, and make that happen for you. I think that's the best answer I've got. Bob, do you have any? If you're with us, do you have any suggestions, Bob, in addition to what Sue and I suggested?
No, I was going to say the GoFundMe page also. That usually works okay. The fastest and the best.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Most concentrated,
Sue, that's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're going to please pray. I request prayer for my younger sister who passed away from cancer today, the 11th.
Oh,
at age of 64, Yvonne Marie Marsh, her daughter Nicole and husband Brock and me, Dennis the big brother, miss her dearly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we really know, and I've got something in from somebody that worked on in courses and loans and everything, and I'll, once I finish this prayer request, I'll say that.
Okay.
From a real legal eagle.
Okay.
So we're going to say, let's everybody put their hands on their heart. And for anybody that's lost somebody that was important to them, and I certainly did, six months ago, this is an opportunity to be really healing to yourself while you send love out to the world and to these beautiful people that are mourning their younger sister, Yvonne Marie Marsh. So we see the whole family surrounded with the knowing of their depth of love. And we know that that depth of love, when it's that deep, it's eternal. And your sister has just changed form. She's not left you. She's just changed form. She's now in her spirit form. And you can have a relationship with Christ and with her, and we're seeing that the whole family is now healed and nourished by the knowledge that her spirit is with you and close to you, especially right now, as she transitions through dimensions. And just feel that love and feel how lucky you were as a family to love so deeply, to bring Christ's love into this call and let us share it with you, and to create a healing for everybody to realize love never separates. It only deepens the connection. And so we see you healed. We see you being filled with not being able to see her physically, but being able to walk with her for the rest of your lives in spirit, as if she was there with you. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. And amen.
Okay, so let me go to Ms. Faith. Okay, here we go. Thank you, Faith. This is a woman who's part of our leadership group who, Faith, if you want to text me so I can say it accurately, just took on the whole legal system and all these foreclosures. I mean, she's like the expert. Amazing people we have in the group.
Yep.
She says the bank, she did foreclosure defense right there. Thank you. The bank will stay the eviction. Give me anything else to say. I'm your teleprompter. You're my teleprompter.
Yeah, really.
Bankruptcy will stay the eviction. They do home saves modification. Here it is. www.homesavesmod.com. faithnaca.com. So, Faith, I guess you're saying for Whitney to contact NACA.com for foreclosure defense or eviction. She's getting evicted. I guess that's foreclosure.
Right. It's not foreclosure. If it's an apartment it's just eviction.
Apartment rental. Got any ideas, Faith? Take your time. Think about it, and we'll say it later on in the call. Look up apartment eviction defense, Whitney. Look up apartment eviction defense and see what your rights are and all that stuff, for starters, until we get something maybe from Faith. Thank you so much, Faith. Oh, here it comes.
Yeah.
Bankruptcy will state rental as well. What state? I think it's Georgia. Look at our expert.
Well, wait a minute. Faith, are you suggesting... Are you suggesting bankruptcy as a means
Here's what we're gonna
of defense?
Do. I'm going to send, Faith has said, give her, which is incredible. Thank you, Faith. Faith is going to connect with her and figure it all out.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. And yet, she's saying, yes, it can. And she knows. I mean, she worked nationally on all this stuff. Isn't that right, Faith? So I'll send this to Whitney. So we've got a GoFundMe page, and we've got a Whitney page. Yep. Faith goes, yep. And that's it.
Good.
Big to be, have a pot around you. Swimming dolphins, singing joy.
Yakking it up. Okay, let's go back. Any more?
Okay.
One more from Jeannie. Yeah, okay, Jeannie.
Begin each day with purpose. Be still. And don't rush. Oh, my God, is that the truth? Praise and thank God for the gift of life. Psalm 143:8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. This verse expresses a plea for divine guidance and assurance of God's steadfast love at the start of each day. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths straight. We trust you even when the road ahead looks uncertain. Help us with our frustrations, with the long wait, delays, hold-ups, and pushbacks with the RV blessing. Help us to be more patient. Keep our faith. Give us hope that the RV blessing and med beds will come to fruition this month and year and not continue to be pushed month to month. Today we pray for all the leaders and millions of listeners, Pastor Scott's health. Sue is pretty good, pretty miraculous. Thank you, Jeannie. RV blessing, med beds as soon as possible, and world peace. We continue to pray for everyone's health, finances, well-being, and safe summer travels 3 weeks to Labor Day through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed and safe week. Jeannie. And I have one more that I had written down, but I got sidetracked with all the other stuff we were doing. I just would like everybody to pray for Mr. Ken. And Mr. Ken had hurt his shoulder, and he's got an amazing caregiver with him, but they're losing sleep because of pain. So I want you to all pray and see Ken and his loving caregiver sleeping well, having a beautiful trip, being healed and blessed and lifted up into perfect health. Sudden, remarkable sleep and perfect health, so he feels like a new being in Christ and in love. We seal this as done and say amen. And that's our prayer for tonight.
That's good, Sue. That's really good. Thank you for that. And I was just thinking while we were talking about the GoFundMe page, do they take contributions by Zelle and maybe even PayPal. I'm not aware of it, but just if anybody knows. Do you know that, Sue?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Okay, just a question.
Well, all you have to do is look it up and you'll know it. I mean, you have to look it up, then you're going to have to figure out how you do it. It's just, how do you build a I mean, a lot of people don't know how to do advanced search. So it's like this.
Sure.
How do you do a GoFundMe page? And then how do I get Sue to send Faith? So she's got two big results from tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
sure
pretty fast.
That's
instant. That's instant.
That's instant. Yep. And it's great that Faith is going to talk with her. And hopefully tonight, maybe even talk to her.
Well, that's pressure, but yeah.
Well, who knows? Who knows?
You never know.
Maybe.
Yeah, but not hopefully tonight. It's pressure.
Whatever.
So let us, you want to announce what's going to happen next?
No. No, I think what's going to happen next, what's going to happen next is we're going to you, Sue, for your segment.
Uh-huh. I know.
So let's see what you would have to bring to us tonight.
Is that what we're going to do?
I think we are.
Okay.
Let's see what you have in store for us tonight, Sue.
So let's everybody leave the prayer room. And let's go into a new place, like the teaching, a new day with God. And I want you to think about this. What and who are you going to be when you're living as the new possibility, when you're literally living? Your projects are going, your health, med bed or no med bed is great because you could take care of yourself. How are you going to show up as the possibility of what God can do for you? That's where we're going to go. And I want to read a testimonial that I thought was really cool and very sweet. And thank you, Ms. L. This is from someone that has taken a lot of our classes, and you get this in the MedBed 100. I have an announcement about that. And this is what she said. I have to tell you, I was feeling so overwhelmed by what is coming. That's classic, and I'm going to speak to that in a minute. I opened my email, and an old email of class 146 popped up. I opened it and went through the meditation. I cried and relaxed. Many beautiful things happened. So thankful. Missed the classes. She's coming to this next class, which has been moved. But God knew what I needed. Wow. So thankful. Love you and everyone. Ms. L. So tonight I want to talk about when you get the MedBed 100s, I might as well start there for a second. When you get the MedBed 100 class, you get 3 hours of classes. There's a meditation. If you don't like hearing people connecting and getting the ideas, you know, sharing those ideas, as well as my instruction and what it's like and what you're going to go through, it may not be right for you. But if you want to hear how other people are going, what? I can get my hair back. And they're having in the moment dialogue about how remarkable the med beds are at navigating the med beds. You're going to get how to structure your intake and your interview. And you're going to get 65 beyond your dire needs considerations that you can add, like, I want to play the guitar, I want to be able to speak 5 languages. Most people have had no definition on that. So you get 3 hours of classes, two meditations, and the meditations are going to help you deepen your revelation, because you're actually going to step into the experience, and you're going to be thinking about, okay, how will I handle my family? How will I handle the people that will see me in a new body? They're all designed to prepare you mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually for the med beds. Here's what you're going to do. Because we're teaching kind of an extra big class that I'm going to tell you a little bit about in a moment and give you a little tool, we're just going to make the MedBed 100 available until midnight on Thursday night, because we got to focus on this class we're delivering. So here's what you do. If you want it, if you want to have clarity, clarity is the point. If you want to be clear and you want to be disciplined about how you're approaching the med beds, send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com, and just put MedBed 100 or MB 100, your name, your telephone number, and whether you have PayPal or not, and we'll get you out an invoice. Okay, so that's it. So Thursday evening, then we're going to just stop the med beds for about a week, and then we'll be coming back. So are we going to go next week? Who knows? If you want to make sure you get it, it's up to you. So now let's go to something that's really, really on my radar, because I don't think there are very many people, and I want you to understand, how many people do you know that are so heart-based and have a dream that maybe they've never implemented on a big project-wide scale, or they've never been a leader, or they don't know about the things that are coming, like some AI support, fractional leadership, all these things? They're sort of tactical. But what about these people with these giant hearts? And I've met, I would say, 85 to 90% of the people have these giant dreams, but they also have giant anxiety about pulling in the people to trust. And so I sent out an article to our leadership group today called Building a Heart of Love and a Mind of Clarity in God's Work. And that's what we're all doing. Write that down. You are in the process of walking a path of advanced strategic development. And what do I mean by that? That means your heart is wide open, and at the same time, you're going to be engaged in the boundaries that are going to serve God and the world without burning out. You're going to be deepening your Christ-like mindset. You're going to be learning from people how to create your project. And most people have multiple projects. I insist it's one project at a time based on the research. And in your walk, you want to have clarity. So I'll read more of this or kind of refer to this and where we're getting our research on Thursday. Here's what I want to give you. Put down CNC. It stands for clarity and compass. So I'm going to give you this little tool. Your compass is your inner truth paired with direction and discernment. But your clarity is this. what would I be seeing and feeling? It's got to be dual here. If I was at my healthiest best, and what do I need to do that? So I don't feel strained or pressured. What does that image of me look like? I'm relaxed. I'm working 3 or 4 hours a day. I feel supported. I have the right team. Clarity. Write that out. And your compass is the boundaries around you that discern who is right for you. What is the right pace? What is the right rhythm? How do you create this whole new life? So that your nervous system feels really grounded, really enjoy. You're enjoying it, but you're really, really connected to your inner truth, your inner compass, and your clarity. Clarity and compass. And if you, unfortunately this class is full, if you just did that one, if you stayed with that a little bit every single day this week, that revelation, that newness in God that we talked about, that infilling of just what you need is going to come to you and come through you, and you'll be astounded. One exercise, clarity and compass. And because we want to be surrounded by people that are flourishing in their projects without it being compulsive, without striving, without all this scarcity world approach to creating things, but where people are breathing, they're motivated, they're inspired, they know how to set limits, they know how to give people what they need and want. It's going to take awareness. Awareness of what is default, meaning this is the way people used to do it. They burn it out. They're trying to prove that they can do so much. They're rushing around. Uh-uh. You can be inspired. You can be motivated. You can feel it in your body when it's momentum that is integrated. Momentum that's integrated, it hums. It hums. It's whistling a song. And you are the conductors. You are going to be, you're the ones that are creating it based on your awareness that you're creating it. You're the ones that are going to say, okay, I want to go really fast. I want to go slow. This is the time you're going to be stepping into your power to say, this is the tone. This is the culture. This is what we're going to be creating. It's your vision. It's your pace. It's your rhythm. You can ask, how quickly do you think this can happen? But it's not giving, you're sovereign now. I used to be in literally every consulting thing I was in, every corporate thing I was in, people would roll their eyes and say, oh my God, I was in the highest stress environments that you could ever be in. Until I figured out, I don't have to do it like that. It was cool to be in burnout cultures. It was, you know, wow, you were tough. You were this, you were that. You don't have to do that. You need to get talented people. And if you have that clarity and compass, you're going to know them because you'll be so talented. You'll be so clear that they're going to know you. And they're going to know your direction, and they're going to know that you know God's will is for healthy projects. Healthy.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Take that with you. Mm-hmm. If you want the MedBed 100 program, Todd, see you on the 20th and 21st. You'll hear from me again with a little more about building a heart of love and a mind of clarity in God's work. That's my segment, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. Sue, will you be on my project? I can hear everybody saying that in Big Call Universe. Sue, would you be on my project? No, she will not be on your project.
I used to have people, like all the time, when I was doing World Class, they used to go, Sue, yeah. Will you come with me to the Redemption Center? Like people like in mm-hmm. South Africa, right? And like, no.
Will you come to Joburg, South Africa, and come with me to my Redemption Center?
They're probably
which there isn't one there anyway.
Yeah. We all have that strength inside of us. I'm just
that's
the one
right.
that gets to speak about it on the phone. So everybody has
that's
it.
Right.
And thank you for letting me share what I'm passionate about, Bruce.
That's good, Sue. You're welcome. That was really good. I like that segment a lot. Thank you. Really good. I like that a lot. And, and I kind of have an inside look at some of what Sue is talking about. So I can really appreciate what you said tonight, Sue. Thank you. And I like the fact, Sue, that you said you don't have to be in that same milieu, that
hustle
same
culture. You don't have to be. It's not about hustle. It's about momentum, but it's also about hum.
Yeah.
It's like you've got to know what it feels like before you can say, hey, we're not redlining here.
That's
we're
right.
not redlining
right.
here.
We're not redlining.
Or at least
no.
the founders don't have to. If people want to do that because they want to, they get off on adrenaline, let them do it.
Yeah.
But not the founders. Not the founders.
That's right. Not the founders. And we are the founders, just so you're
right.
not, just in case you're wondering. Yeah, you don't have to be in the day-to-day, whatever it is of your project, if you can just see
you really shouldn't
from the
be.
Outside looking in.
Which is why it's a lot of identity restructuring. And it's a lot of letting go of default programs of being working in it instead of working on it. There's a lot of upgrading to happen. So that's what we do in the classes.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you,
Bob
Sue.
Bob needs to go.
Very
on.
Good. Yeah, let's talk. Yeah, let's get Bob in here. Bob, this is really almost halfway through the month. We've got a couple of three sales that are on right now that are great deals, good stuff. And I'd like you to talk about that and also anything else like testimonials that might have come in and anything else that you think is pertinent for us tonight, Bob.
Absolutely, Bruce. Yeah, we have all of the above. So, starting with the sales, we have two different combo packs that we put on sale. And when we do this, what it means is that there are specific things that people need to address, and there are certain combinations of products that help address those specific things. And then what we do is put them together in a combination, make a really good discount. So for the people that want that type of thing, it's very easy for them to do. And the first one we did, which we've done before, is called the Skin, Hair, Nail, and Joint Combo. And we put together collagen to start with, along with our heirloom barley and also vitamin C. And we have so many testimonials, Bruce, of people that got this combo. And the reason is there's nothing else like it anywhere in the world where a nutrition company is actually providing the exact combination of things that help you build the most amount of collagen possible. See, collagen is a protein that your body makes, and there's a genetic code for it. And in order to make it, you have to have available all of the substrates, the peptides that come in the powder. And you also have to have metabolic enzymes, which are like glue that glues the peptides together into the specific form that that protein takes. And vitamin C is a catalyst that helps all of that together.
Right.
And so this is a very sophisticated combination of products that help people really build collagen. And that's why you see these testimonials that we get from people about how well they're doing. And the other, that sale is, we put that on a discount of $44.75, which means you're almost getting your collagen for free. It's basically getting collagen for free out of this pack. The other combo we have is for the immune system. And this can be people that want to boost their immune system during the summer, depending where you live. That can be a very important thing. And then also as the fall and winter comes, people need a boost to their immune system. So we put together a combo pack of our premium probiotics, which about 80% of your immune system is in your gut. And this type of premium probiotic really helps boost your immune system. And we put it together with another powder, which is lignans, which does many, many things, including boost your immune system, but it also helps balance your hormones. It's a really, really good antiviral and antibacterial compound, and it also works really well for affective issues like depression and anxiety. And that pack also comes with vitamin C, and that pack is also at a really great discount, and it's only $99, and you're going to get free shipping as well. The other thing, Bruce, is this. We had so much interest in people getting our half-size canister of heirloom barley that we decided to do two things. We continued on with it. So if people add this on the website, it's called like trial size. And if they go and find the heirloom barley trial size, add it to the cart, and then a box pops up with a red line around it for a code, put in Big Call 20, and you'll get it for $20.
Right.
The other thing we did was, since so many people have decided to continue on with their heirloom barley and now they need the full-size canister, we put that on sale half price. So the people that have taken advantage of it and gotten started can keep on going at a really, really low price. And that's available to everybody, not just new customers. The other last thing, which goes really well with the immune defense bundle, is our olive leaf extract. You can get that by itself or add it to that bundle, and that is on sale half price as well. You can get that for like $15, ridiculously low price. And so that's what the sales are. And we had a couple of interesting testimonials that came in. This lady wrote this short sentence. It's a woman who wrote in, "I've been taking the Boomer products for several years. I'm 85 years old, and I just keep on going."
There you go.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. It's almost like, that's what she needs to do.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing at 85 to gain your strength back and keep right on going.
Yeah.
Here's another one. This is another very interesting testimonial. "I worked overnights for 30 years. Boomer Boost has given me my sleep cycle back. I rest well, and I'm ready to start each day with my Boomer product regime, of course. Words cannot express how much regaining my health means. Much love and thanks for spectacular products and divine customer satisfaction. Love."
And awesome.
We got a bunch of other testimonials, Bruce, but I'll leave it at that for tonight. And just say this. I found this article in a medical journal, and they were talking about how there are numerous companies now, including some very big companies, that are trying to help people that are losing muscle weight when they take weight loss drugs. So these weight loss drugs have become so popular that they're now just referred to as the shot. And
yeah,
the people that take these drugs, they pretty much know they're going to lose muscle weight as well as they're going to lose fat, but they don't care. They're going to do it anyway. And so different companies have now put out special drinks, special kinds of yogurt that is supposed to help people put their muscle back on that they lost from taking these weight loss drugs.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is that what they're doing is actually very little. They're taking regular products that they already have, and they're adding a little bit more protein to them, maybe some vitamin D, and for the most part, that's not really going to help all that much. You're very unlikely to gain any muscle at all from doing that, and you're almost certainly you're not going to gain back what you lost. Or even better yet, how about gain more muscle than you had when you started, because that's where your fat-burning enzymes are, and it makes it a lot easier to lose weight even without the shot. And so the good news is, Bruce, is that we have a way for people to take on the task of making sure they don't lose muscle while they're using a shot. We have a way to help them regain their muscle if they've already used the shot and they're not taking it anymore, mm-hmm. or even if they're still taking it. And you can do it by getting two different things that you take together. One is the Gladiator barley, and the other is our Myotrol. And the Gladiator yep. barley has all the nutrients you need to gain muscle, and the Myotrol stimulates your DNA to release the code for making muscle. So you can't just take protein or other things to try to gain muscle, depending on what age you are. If you're over the mm-hmm. age of 35, your DNA has already started to sequester the code for building muscle, and people start losing muscle pretty quickly at the age of 35. And you essentially are dying at the rate that you're losing muscle. And so Myotrol is the first and only of its kind nutraceutical that can actually stimulate your DNA to release that code in a way that mimics you being 20 years old again. So the way you were robustly releasing the evidence that the RNA needed in order to gather it together and perform the task of creating proteins for muscle, you can do that at any age now. And that's why you see people that are 85 years old who are talking about getting their life back, how they can't express with words how happy they are to be healthy, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not just a couple of people. It's over 4,000 people that have written in to thank us for these products. And that is what I have for tonight, Bruce.
Excellent.
8 minutes after 10.
Well, let me talk to you just a minute about the shot, Bob, because I think you're talking about products like Mounjaro, like Trulicity, like Ozempic, and there may be some others, right? Well, I'm going to caution anybody on Ozempic, because it just about took me out. My doctor started me on that. It's for people that are 50 to 100 pounds overweight. I was maybe 15, maybe, overweight, and it just about took the brew man out. I'd be very cautious. Trulicity is probably the least offensive of those. Mounjaro is probably in the middle, but I would stay away from Ozempic unless you're 50 to 100 or more pounds overweight. That's based on my experience. You almost lost the brew man about a year ago. So, Bob, it's important that they do retain this muscle and retain and build back as much as they can to keep from muscle wasting. And this is where both the Gladiator Barley and the Myotrol are so good. I love the explanation you just gave about Myotrol. It's so important. And I would recommend both of those, which I'm taking both of those, and it's helping. It's really making a difference. Now, the way to get to the site so you can see these products, put an order together, take advantage of the sales, is to go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site, bigcalluniverse.com. And then when you see on the homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's site. Go right into Bob's site, and you can see the products. You can pull down the menu for products on sale, and you can go through and look at the sales that are there and see. I need to call tomorrow to get the immune defense bundle, personally, and get some more Gladiator Barley and maybe some extra Myotrol. Anything that you see when you go through, put an order together online and then just put it on your cart. I love that Big Call 20 as a code to use for people starting out with heirloom barley, because that canister is a 1 month supply, even though it's trial size, it's 1 month supply. And that's just the amount to use in your first month. And after that, you can buy the heirloom barley full-size canister at half price. That's a sweet deal. Really sweet. And I think what we need to know, you know how to get to the site. There's a phone number if you have any questions. Their customer support is really good, very helpful. They're very big on Big Call Universe listeners, okay? So just if you need something, don't call them just to say hi, but call them if you need something, and they'll be very good with you. And that number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. It's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So, Bob, I think that's a really good rundown on the products, the testimonials. I mean, look, we've had so many testimonials where people in their 70s and 80s are using our products and going back out on the farm. They're doing the things they want to do. They're doing the gardening, the farming. Maybe they're working with farm animals. They're just out there like they were 20 and 30 years ago. And they have the strength. They have the stamina. They have the ability to go the distance. And people that were saying, well, I was walking so many miles. Now I'm walking twice as far. I mean, it's like, gosh, you just can't do that, you know, and increase that kind of level of exercise. But this allows it to happen. Myotrol, Boomer Boost, and Barley. I mean, look, there are a number of products. You just have to do what you believe will help you the most. and that's really the name of the game. All right, Bob. Anything else you can think of, Bob? You gave me a time hack a few minutes ago, 8 after. That's probably about 12 after now, 12 or 13 after. So let's get into some intel.
Well, it's 14 after, and that's all I've got for tonight.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Very good. Very important. Great segment. All right. this is an interesting thing. In the last 5 days, we've heard several things. You guys have read some things. I'm going to tell you basically what I'm hearing is actually happening. Now, starting with cleanup. Cleanup in D.C. yesterday started at 0600 and went and completed by 5 yesterday evening. But we know they had a really good number of people picked up by 12:30 in the afternoon, right after lunch. They were really moving. And my understanding is D.C.'s done. Doesn't mean we're not going to have martial law there for 30 days, because that's what President Trump said. So you've got the some military, you've got some federalized agents in there, you've got FBI, you've got reservists on there. Basically, you've got a good crew that's really continuing and will be there to help clean up D.C. Guys, I used to live 8 miles from D.C., and it used to be the most beautiful city, great wide streets. You know, it was a really good place to, and I didn't go down there that much, but we'd go over there, and it was a beautiful place. And we don't want to see it with homeless encampments and all that stuff. Man, it's amazing to think of what I've experienced there. But beyond that, other cities, a total of 37 cities are targeted. And our guys are going there. They're taking them in some order, but they're there and they're staged and ready to go to clean them up. And you know what I mean when I say clean up on aisle 3, clean up on aisle 7. You know what that means. That's what's happening. And so illegals, especially those with criminal backgrounds, are being picked up, and they're being transported. They're going to be deported. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing. President Trump is working out something for farm workers and hotel workers and probably restaurant workers. There'll be some people that will be able to stay or go and come back with some form of work visa, I would think. And I don't know, maybe a path to citizenship, I hope. I don't know what it is, but it's probably going to take an act of Congress to do it all. So that's happening across the country, and we understand that the veil is to be lifted tomorrow, Wednesday, or at the end of tomorrow. And that means that certain things that we've been looking to hear and see may be visible to us. They may show us some of the things that we've been hearing about for years. And maybe they'll reveal some of that to us. So that's amazing what's happening yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Primarily, I think the cleanup is important, and the full cleanup of these 37 cities may take another week. It may take 8-9 days to get it all done, but the people are in place. Our guys and women are in place to get it done, and they will get it done. A lot of times when President Trump says something is going to happen, it's already happened. You guys have seen that. And I can tell you that we did hear from our Social Security representative that we look like there may be an increase in Social Security for those that are receiving it from age 62 on up. There may be an increase coming in as early as tomorrow. I've heard that it will, and I've heard that it might not as early as tomorrow. I'm going to say if your birthday is in the first 10 days of the month, whenever that is, check to see if something comes in tomorrow. If your birthday is between the 11th and the 20th of the month and you're on Social Security, check to see on the 20th, which is the next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, to see if you have an increased amount. And then if your birthday is in the last 10 days of the month, from the 21st to the 30th, or in this case, maybe 31st, you're in the last group, check on the 27th to see if you have an increase in your Social Security. And it should be substantial. Now, that Social Security, which should show up tomorrow if you're in the first 10 days, if your birthday is in the first 10 days of the month. Let's see what happens. Now remember, we've talked about increases in Social Security, talked about DOGE, we've talked about tariff rebates, etc. But nothing's happened yet. But I believe if those increases start tomorrow, we're going to be in pretty good shape. I'm trying to think otherwise. There is supposed to be a three-day holiday, unannounced holiday in Iraq. And I believe it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And remember, today's Tuesday night. So this unannounced holiday would have the banks closed for these 3 days. Not sure why, really. Don't know why. It may have to do with cleanup there. Wouldn't surprise me a bit that if that's what it's about. But it was supposed to be an unannounced, let's call it bank holiday, or an unannounced holiday that affected banks to be closed. We know that we have a new rate on the dinar at the banks, but don't have it necessarily yet on redemption center screens. And we know that we heard today that the Iraqi dinar is being traded not on the Forex yet, but on the ISX, the Iraqi Stock Exchange, is trading the Iraqi dinar. So that's a good sign. That's new. That's coming in. We were told that when we, and again, this is one source that gave us this information, that when the Iraqi dinar showed up on the Forex, that we could get our notifications that same day. We don't have it on the Forex yet. Obviously, it's not going to go on until they're ready for it to go on there. But what's really interesting is that I'm hearing information that shows that things are happening behind the scenes, that money is moving in place into bondholders' accounts. They still don't have access to it, though, yet. They're still waiting on emails that'll tell them when they can access their accounts. They've been waiting just like we have. And I really don't think they're going to get access until we at least have our 800 numbers and start setting our appointments. So, when are we going to get notified by these emails? This is the thing that you guys know, we all want to know. We all look for this. And I'm always asking, how does such and such intel affect us directly? How do we make sense out of what is happening? And how does it reflect on us going? Bondholders, currency holders, Tier 4A, Admirals groups, Tier 4B, us, the Internet groups. What is the timeline? We've had a timeline, and I believe the timeline has been altered. I believe that even though they may have algorithms in place to set all these things into motion, and nothing can stop it now. We've all heard that, right? Nothing can stop it now. Maybe that is the case. But I cannot say absolutely that's the case, because we've had a few things happen that has slowed this down for us. And guess what? The deep state doesn't want us to have that, have this yet. Is that a surprise to anybody? It shouldn't be. But we know that we're going to win. And Trump and the new administration is winning. And no, I'm never going to get tired of winning. I never did get tired of winning, and I'm not about to get tired of it now. I think that was President Trump kind of joking, making a facetious joke with us in his first term. Because we are winning, and we are winning on tariffs. So we're winning. It's not hurting our pricing here. We're going to be just fine. Inflation is down. Gas prices are coming down again. I mean, we're in good shape, and we're going to be in incredibly good shape. I can't speak to how soon we're going to get the R&R, except it should be for us at the exchange centers already established in our quantum accounts. So we'll get that there. If you're not involved in currencies and aren't going to be going to a redemption center, then maybe you'll get your R&R as a direct deposit. It could be a very large amount, and it wouldn't make sense to send it in the form of a check. It wouldn't make much sense. So we'll see how that comes out and how it affects different age groups. I'm going to try to save that for Thursday, because I may have better information by then to help declare what those amounts are going to be based on the ages that you are. The other thing is, do we have a timeline right now that gives us our dates of notification, time to set up our exchanges, and our first day of exchanges? The answer is no, not yet. We've had some dates come and go, as you guys know, and I've put out dates based on the information that I hear. But at this point, it's probably wise to not try to be too optimistic and put out what I think or what I'm hearing, because what I'm hearing is not clear on when this is going to actually go for us. So I want to say about some other subjects, we have to be patient. Hey, we're being patient. We're learning patience. Don't ever ask God to give you patience unless you're willing to go through a lot more stuff to gain that patience. God's given us the patience to go through this, and that's enough. We don't need anything else. We don't need any more to gain the patience that we have over 20 years plus for me. And so, listen, guys, I am content. I have joy. I'm content with the Big Call Universe, with everything that we're doing. And I want to thank those who responded to Thursday's call. I believe it was Tuesday or Thursday. We got a number of people willing to help us in those five states that I mentioned on the last call. And I'm really happy. Unfortunately, I had planned a trip to leave, having already received the exchanges and the med bed, but it's just not going to happen as soon as I had hoped. And so the idea of a trip leaving Thursday and starting Friday in Western North Carolina, I've contacted the people by email, and we're just going to have to postpone it. But I'm really encouraged by the people that responded, and we're going to have one heck of a group to work with when we get that cranked up. And in addition to North Carolina, upcountry of South Carolina, East Tennessee, Northeast Georgia, and the tip of Virginia, you know, the southwestern tip of Virginia, that those areas are ones that we're going to concentrate on. We're not forgetting what Hurricane Helene and other hurricanes have done to Florida. And I've got Bob running point on that. So we'll talk again and see what we can do for Florida. Okay. But I don't want anybody to think that I've forgotten about Maui. I have not forgotten about Maui at all. It seems to be at a standstill right now. They're moving very slowly. And we just don't know exactly what the plan is for Maui right now. It's very slow. And I think that we're talking to people that are traveling there. We're talking to contacts that we have there in both Maui and Oahu. And I would just like to say, when they are ready to begin, we'll be ready to help. And maybe we can stir the pot a little bit and get some activity moving for Maui. I would love it. I love Lahaina. Man, I've been there 7 or 8 times. And I loved it. And I hate that it got burnt up. And I know what happened to do that. All of y'all know that, what happened to cause those fires. They were man-made. They were not natural. The winds didn't help any, you know, but they get those, I call them Kona winds, whatever, that come through, and that they fan those flames. But supposedly, all of that dew weapon stuff, direct energy weapon, has been minimized or negated that the deep state had. So we'll see. You remember the fires that were started all over California? Dew weapon, probably, for the most of it, at least for the Palisades fire. And same thing in Maui. Hey, might have been the same thing that happened back behind Myrtle Beach, back in that area. I mean, you know, it's hard to know in some cases. But we haven't forgotten Maui, and I want everybody to realize that, especially if you wrote us about it. Realize that until that area is ready to receive help and ready to receive rebuilding help, you know, we're just, our hands are tied right now. But obviously we can't do as much as we can post RV. You know, once the RV happens, you know, it's all over but the crying. We're going to get going and we're going to start moving. I want everybody to take this time to assess where you are with your projects, with your plans. It's a good time to plan. I think it's a very good time to plan. And that's what I was doing last week, was trying to plan a familiarization trip or fam trip to Western North Carolina, refamiliarize myself with everything and see what is happening and what they still need. And we're learning a lot. We're learning a lot, and we're going to be able to do a lot. Now, it sure would help if we could get these numbers and get started, right? Make a big difference. And I want everybody to realize we all need a little break. We all need a little staycation, vacation, some kind of family time or no family time to regenerate, to get regenerated. I mean, many of us are looking for new homes, new cars, stuff like that. Yeah, that's right. And I'm looking to pick up properties for the Veterans Retreat Network and Pastoral Retreat Network. You know, you kind of know what I've been talking about. We're going to make our contacts for Rebuild America, like we talked about earlier here, and also see what we can have. Now, Rebuild International would get started afterwards, but I will probably get underway with that in a few months. Let's see what happens. I mean, it might take a fam trip, too, to get that started. We're going to make our contacts, see what we can put together. We've got to build our leadership teams. We've got to build out our new websites, our URLs that we've held for years now, waiting for all this to happen. Okay? And Bob and I have talked about that and how we intend to do that, and we still intend to move forward with that. So in the meantime, what is Sue offering? MedBed 100s. Class is full. The class that is not a class is full. But MedBed 100s are available until midnight Thursday night, two nights from now. So if you're interested and don't have the MedBed 100 yet, and you have any plans at all to get into the MedBed for you, your family, whomever it is, you need it. You need to get it. It's $100. It's two nights classes, about 3 hours total. It's all audio, and you download it, and you listen to it, rather, as click on a link that's attached to your email. And you'll get four emails on it, and that's what you want to pick up. Highly, highly recommend it. You've heard testimonials about it. And it's probably one of the best classes ever offered that Sue has offered. To get it, send an email to Integrated Minds. Integrated. How do you spell that? INTEGRATED. That's Integrated Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. Send it out to Sue. Let her know if you have PayPal or not. Put your name and your cell number in the body of the email so she could text you for some reason if she needs to. She won't call you or text you unless it's at a last resort. She'll contact you by email. Look for the email coming in right away when you send it. Look for one to come back to you. And then keep watching your emails as more of them come in. She'll send an invoice, or, you know, she'll send whatever PayPal needs to pay, you know, all of that out to you. And then just keep watching your emails, and it'll come to you by email. And she wants to be done with all of that coming in by midnight Thursday night, the 14th. So that's what I had to say tonight. I'm not putting a date on when we are expecting notifications. It's very fluid, but they're working diligently to make this thing a reality for us. I'm going to talk really briefly before I pray us out. We've had inquiry from Germany. Ja, recht vielen Dank, meines Freundes Deutschen. That's terrible German. I'm going to say this. The 800 number should work only in the United States and probably Canada. Beyond that, there are no redemption centers that we're aware of anywhere else. Maybe Mexico, but all I know is Banco Santander Bank is the key bank for Latin America, which would include Mexico. All the way down. HSBC, major bank. Germany, Deutsche Bank, I would think, is your lead bank. Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank. And you're just going to have to get in touch with them. You have to get in touch with them and see who's doing the exchanges. And don't look for a contract rate outside of the United States on the dinar. Doesn't apply anywhere else. I mean, these are hard things to say, you guys, but I'm just being honest with you. Everything else should go very well. Just get the lead bank at the major banks. Obviously, in Canada, you've got Scotiabank. You've got RBC, which I think merged and is now part of Scotia. my understanding. You got HSBC, Truist Bank, wherever they are, is a winner. And, of course, Banco Santander, Santander Bank, is also a Tier 1 top bank. So, from Spain, and, of course, they're all over Latin America. So that's what I'm going to say about that. So let's go ahead. Let me get a drink, and we'll pray the call out. One moment. Test. Okay. All right. So we will see you guys Thursday night, and maybe we'll have a little bit more clarity on where we are in the process. But I don't want to give you information that I don't feel comfortable with. I don't want to give you information that might be wrong right out of the gate. I want to give you stuff that I'm hearing that I believe is true. That's the way I'm doing it. Okay? No difference. Same thing. Well, let's go ahead. Get in touch with Sue. Get in touch with Boomers. And put together a nice little order for yourself. Take advantage of the sales. And remember the product code Big Call 20 to get the sample version of heirloom barley, the sample size, for only $20. Big Call 20. All right? So let's pray the call out, you guys. Lord God, we thank you for the opportunities that we've had to pray for people tonight, to do a teaching, to learn more about you and learn about what your perfect will is for us and what your plans are for us. Jeremiah 29:29. Behold the plans I have for you. And God has plans for us. And the big call is an opportunity for us to all receive our calling. And we believe that that calling on the big call is from God. Thank you for it. Thank you for people that need prayer. We pray that their needs have been met, that healing takes place, that sorrows can turn into joy. And Lord God, that those who have financial needs are met and that evictions are stayed and not taking place. And thank you for everything and everybody's help in making that a reality. Lord God, bless us as a people. Give us strength, give us healing, and give us the right attitude to move forward from here as we go into our new futures. Thank you for Sue, for Bob, for GCK, for Doug. Thank you, Doug. For Jeannie, for Pastor Scott, for Satellite Team, Sat Team. Thank you for getting the call out all over the globe. And thank you most of all for Big Call Universe, for hanging in here with us for 14 years so far. And we'll do the best we can to take you to completion and beyond with our projects. So thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Lord God, bless you, and thank you for blessing your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, guys, let's turn off the recording.